From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Israeli and Palestinian officials say they have agreed to a ceasefire. It will be announced tomorrow at summit talks in Egypt. The news came as Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice wrapped up a visit to Israel and the West Bank, renewing a U.S. commitment to promote peace in the region. Rice announced the appointment of an American Army general to coordinate security cooperation. She also said that President Bush has invited the Israeli and Palestinian leaders to separate meetings in Washington this spring. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
With Washington's re-engagement, a long spell of stagnation in the Middle East peace process appears to be ending. The prospect of a truce at the summit tomorrow is brightening the picture. Secretary of State Rice also says that both Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas have accepted their separate invitations to the White House, invitations that represent a new page for Washington's role in the Israeli-Palestinian dialogue.
The goal of two democratic states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace and security, is within reach. America is determined to do its utmost to help achieve that goal, but much work lies ahead.
In the Secretary's meetings here the past 48 hours, diplomatic sources say the accent was on questions of security aimed at ending the violence. To that end, Rice announced the naming of U.S. Lieutenant General William Ward as a new U.S. coordinator for security for the region. Ward previously commanded the NATO Stabilization Force in post-war Bosnia. Rice said his new assignment includes helping Palestinian security forces in need of training, equipping, and unifying.
Let's not underestimate the importance of doing that part, because ultimately it is the Palestinian security forces that can make the difference in the security environment. And we also expect that he will play a monitoring role to help both sides in understanding what has happened and what more they need to do.
Rice told Abu Dhabi Television that a better security environment will make it possible for Israelis to withdraw from Palestinian cities and for the Palestinians to resume a normal life in terms of commerce and freedom of movement. To improve reconstruction and development in the Palestinian territories, Rice said the U.S. is making $40 million available in the next 90 days. The State Department says the money is not new, but rather reprogrammed from funds reserved for a Gaza seawater desalinization facility. Rice left the region with the two sides preparing for tomorrow's summit in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. By way of explaining her own absence from the summit, Rice noted that the U.S. supports the parties themselves moving the process along. Israel has said there can be no movement unless a sense of lasting calm takes hold, and that the government of Ariel Sharon is satisfied that the new Palestinian leadership is doing all it can to stop the violence directed against Israel. The Palestinians have said they can only do so much before they need to see reciprocal steps on the part of the Israelis. There are, however, indications that the two sides have narrowed their differences and that the summit in Egypt is expected to produce announcement of a ceasefire. Ronan Giessen is Prime Minister Sharon's spokesman.
Where the Palestinian will declare the end of the intifada, cessation of violence, terrorism and incitement. And we, of course, on our part, will refrain from military action and any military activity to the extent that the Palestinian will fulfill their pledges and their commitment. So we're in for a very important start, turning a new leaf, and we're all hoping for the better.
Palestinian officials have confirmed that a ceasefire is expected to come from the summit. The two sides are also working on a deal to release Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails and on an agreement in which Israel pledges not to harm wanted Palestinians who pledge not to attack Israel and disarm. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.